Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
For a while now, as a church, we've been looking at the book of Matthew. This is one of the Gospels that we'll find at the beginning of the New Testament. And from Matthew 5 to Matthew 7, we have what's commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount. This is teachings direct from Jesus. And the good news for you today is that the sermon I'm going to give you won't go on as long as the Sermon on the Mount. Recently, I've been doing the Bible course along with Max and some other members of the congregation. And one of the things we've been learning from this course is the importance of putting what you read in the Bible into context. So let's just start looking at the context of Matthew 5. Here we have the Sermon on the Mount, which is the first of Matthew's five major teaching blocks. Jesus is showing us what life should be like in the kingdom of heaven. That's his term for the kingdom of God. And last week from Matthew, Fleur spoke to us about the golden rule. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. And she challenged us to raise the bar, so not to do the minimum, but to do the maximum. And today we move on to Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many may enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I wonder, when you think about the narrow gate and the wide gate, which one of those you would like to enter? And you see, where we are in the Sermon on the Mount, we've got a set of warning signs, and we need to take note of the dangers. We need to keep our wits about us. And the first of these warning signs is making sure we go through the right gate. It's not very wide, and you need to watch out for the people who are going to lead you off the road. And we've got a choice. We can go through the wide gate that's easy to get through, we can go with the flow, or we can go through the narrow gate. And the symbolism of gates would have been very, very common to the people Jesus was preaching to, because in the old walled city of Jerusalem, there were several gates. Some of them were wide and some of them were narrow. And if you were going along with the crowd, going along with the flow, it's very easy when you went through a wide gate. But if you were going with the crowd and you came to a narrow gate, you could actually easily miss it and not go through it. Because you see, the choices we make matter. Our actions matter and our motives matter. We need to learn to follow Jesus and know God as the Father, because that's what matters. And the gate that leads to destruction is wide, but the gate that leads to the small gate is narrow, it's inconspicuous, but that's the gate that will lead us to the way of life. And we're told in the Bible that the life of a disciple is not easy, but it's immensely rewarding. And actually, I believe it is the only way. But as I said, we have a choice. We're not the only people who have a choice. If we look right back into the Old Testament, and we look to the book of Joshua. Joshua was the leader who led the people of Israel into the promised land. And he had been the one who had been one of the last ones to choose his place in the promised land and choose the plot of land he was going to settle on. But God's promise of the land for the Israelites was not unconditional. And Joshua warned the people that if they didn't obey God, then the Lord will turn against you and you will quickly perish from the good land that he has given you. That's what we read in Joshua 23. And the most important condition for continuing to enjoy the land that they'd been given was that they continued to worship the Lord. And the Israelites could choose between a number of different gods. The gods that Abraham had once worshipped when he was lived down beyond the Euphrates. The gods of Egypt when they'd been slaves. Or the gods of the Amorites, who were the people who were living in the promised land. Joshua called the people to make a clear choice about which God they would serve. And the choice was important, as you know, our God is a jealous God. He doesn't want to share his worship with others, but he does want us to give him free and voluntary worship. And in Joshua 24, we read, "Now then, throw away the foreign gods and among you, and yield your hearts to the Lord. Yield to him. Fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers. Throw away the gods they worship beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you are going to serve, whether the gods of your forefathers beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land as you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." That was Joshua's choice. And he called the people to make a clear choice. To make a choice. Are you going to worship the gods of your forefathers, or are you going to serve the Lord? And we read in John chapter 4, verse 23, that true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Joshua was a humble leader, the last to lay claim to any piece of land in the promised land. But as a spiritual leader, he was the first to declare his uncompromising stand on the matter of worship of God. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua would certainly have chosen to go through that narrow gate. He wouldn't go with the flow. He wouldn't follow what other people were doing. He wanted to serve the Lord. He wanted to go through the gate that would lead to life. So what's your choice going to be? Are you going to choose to enter through that narrow gate? Are you going to stand up like Joshua did and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"? And what difference is it going to make for your life? Let's just take a moment to be silent and reflect on that. Father, we know we need to make a choice of going your way or going with the flow. A choice between entering through the wide gate or going through the narrow gate. A choice of serving the gods we see around us or following you. And Lord, may we be like Joshua and be able to say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.